Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Your Year in Art, Watercolor by Kristen Van Leeuwen is a structured week-by-week guide designed to help artists build a steady watercolor practice through small, approachable projects. Built around the idea that consistency matters more than perfection, the book offers an inviting path for beginners who want direction and for experienced painters who want fresh prompts and renewed momentum. Rather than focusing only on finished pieces, it emphasizes exploration, testing techniques, observing how water and pigment behave, and learning through repetition. The weekly format encourages you to treat watercolor as a year-long skill-building journey, creating space for experimentation without the pressure of producing gallery-ready work every time. By progressing through varied exercises and themes, readers can strengthen foundational control, expand creative confidence, and develop a personal visual language. The result is a supportive framework that turns sporadic interest into a practical habit and makes learning watercolor feel manageable across an entire year. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a sustainable weekly watercolor habit, a central strength of the book is its emphasis on routine. By assigning a project for every week of the year, it reframes watercolor learning as an ongoing practice rather than a single burst of motivation. This structure reduces the common overwhelm that comes from trying to master everything at once, and it provides a clear next step when you are unsure what to paint. The weekly cadence also supports skill retention, since repeated contact with the medium helps you internalize how much water is too much, when to wait for a wash to settle, and how pigments behave as they dry. The projects are positioned to be achievable, which matters because small wins keep a creative habit alive. Over time, the reader can track progress across weeks, noticing stronger brush control, improved timing, and a growing comfort with unpredictable outcomes. The book encourages treating each project as a practice session with a purpose: show up, make marks, evaluate results, and move forward. This habit-based approach also helps artists fit watercolor into real-life schedules, making the craft more accessible and less dependent on long, uninterrupted studio time. Secondly, core watercolor techniques through guided exploration. Instead of relying on dense theory, the book uses projects to reinforce essential watercolor techniques in context. Readers can expect to revisit fundamentals such as washes, layering, wet-on-wet effects, wet-on-dry control, edges, gradients, and value planning, not as isolated drills, but as tools that serve a painting goal. This kind of applied learning is especially useful in watercolor because technique and timing are inseparable. You learn not only what to do, but when to do it and how to respond when the paint blooms, backruns, or granulates. The weekly projects create repeated opportunities to practice controlling water to pigment ratios, lifting highlights, and building depth through transparent layers. Just as importantly, the book supports a mindset of experimentation, where unexpected textures become information rather than mistakes. By rotating through different challenges, the reader gradually develops a toolkit, knowing how to soften edges, reserve light, and create contrast without overworking the paper. The result is technique growth that feels practical and motivating, since each new method is tied to a tangible outcome rather than a purely academic explanation. Thirdly, creative prompts that expand subject matter and style. Many watercolor learners plateau because they repeat the same subject or rely on copying a narrow range of references. The book addresses this by providing a wide variety of prompts and project themes across the year, pushing the reader to try new approaches. This variety can include changes in composition, mark making, and motif selection, helping you discover what you genuinely enjoy painting. Working through different projects also trains flexible thinking. You learn to translate an idea into shapes, simplify complex forms, and decide what details to omit. That process is a key step toward developing a personal style. The weekly format makes experimentation low risk because you always have another prompt coming up, so a single project does not have to carry the weight of being your best work. Over time, the reader builds a portfolio of studies that reveal patterns and preferences, such as favored color families, recurring textures, or a taste for loose versus controlled edges. The prompts function like a creative gym, improving visual problem solving and reducing the fear of the blank page. This encourages consistent output and a broader artistic identity. Fourthly, learning to see like a painter, observation, values, and composition, watercolor success depends as much on seeing as it does on brush technique. The book's project-based framework naturally reinforces painterly observation, noticing light and shadow, identifying the dominant value shapes, and planning how to lead the viewer's eye. Weekly exercises can help readers practice simplifying scenes into big shapes before adding smaller accents, which is crucial for watercolor, where overworking can quickly dull a painting. By regularly making new pieces, you build intuition about composition choices such as cropping, focal points, and balancing negative space. Value control becomes a practical focus as well, since watercolor relies on preserving lights and building darks strategically through layers or stronger pigment mixtures. The projects can also encourage planning for white paper highlights, choosing where edges should be crisp or soft, and using contrast to create depth. These observational skills transfer to any subject matter, whether you paint botanicals, landscapes, or abstract textures. The benefit is long-term. You start to approach references with a clearer plan, make confident decisions earlier in the process, and develop paintings that feel intentional rather than accidental. Lastly, confidence through process, embracing imperfection and iteration. A year-long project book is ultimately about mindset. Watercolor can feel unforgiving, and many artists quit because they interpret surprises as failure. The book supports an alternative approach. Treat each painting as one iteration in a longer learning arc. With weekly projects, you gain permission to be imperfect because the goal is progress, not a single flawless result. This shifts attention toward process habits such as warming up, testing colors, and reflecting on what happened after a session. As you move through the year, you begin to recognize common issues like muddy mixtures, blossoms from uneven drying, or hesitant brushwork, and you can address them with targeted practice. Confidence grows from repetition. The more often you start, the less intimidating it becomes. The book's ongoing structure also helps readers build resilience, since an off week does not derail the entire journey. You simply return to the next project. This philosophy benefits creativity beyond watercolor by teaching persistence, curiosity, and self-coaching. Over time, the reader develops a calmer relationship with the medium and a stronger belief in their ability to improve through steady, thoughtful practice. In conclusion, this book fits beginners who want a clear roadmap, returning artists who need momentum, and intermediate painters who crave structured prompts to expand technique and subject matter. If you struggle with starting, finishing, or sticking with watercolor long enough to see progress, the weekly framework makes the process practical. A project every week encourages consistent practice, which is the fastest way to build control over water, pigment, and timing. Beyond technique, the book can improve your life by creating a reliable creative routine that reduces stress, strengthens focus, and builds confidence through small, measurable wins. It supports a healthier relationship with art by making experimentation normal and by turning mistakes into learning data rather than personal judgment. Compared to many watercolor books that read like reference manuals or one-time workshop lessons, this one offers an ongoing system. The year-long format helps you avoid decision fatigue because you always know what to do next, and it encourages long-term growth rather than quick fixes. If you want a guided path that keeps you painting regularly, broadens your ideas, and steadily strengthens fundamentals, it is worth buying as a practical companion for sustained watercolor development. If you would like to support Kristen Van Leeuwen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.